Hello?
What's your favorite scary movie? We are, we're just children,
finding our way around indecision. There are certain rules that one must abide by in order to successfully survive a horror movie.
Again, I'll gut you like a fish, understand?
Let's fly in the eye of paper's daughter spoken at the bitter end.
Never, ever, ever under any circumstances say, I'll be right back, because you won't be back.
I'm getting another beer. You want one?
Yeah, sure.
I'll be right back!
Welcome, everybody, to another edition of Throwback Tuesday. I think this is episode 10, I believe, right?
Episode 10.
Yeah, okay then, yeah, 10 episodes. We made it to a decade now. Episode 10, I'm your host, Phenomenal One of MovieSpoilersPodcast.com.
This is Z from EOPodcast.com and TheFanCritic.com.
And we are brought to you by a nice glass of vodka today.
Grey Goose?
Yes, at 11:30 in the morning.
Well, where's my freaking sponsorship money for them?
I don't know. That's a good question. They're paying me? I thought they were just giving me free vodka.
Oh. Damn it.
You gotta get your mouth on, man. Wait, so tell me, what's the future like over there right now?
The future is very dreamy.
No, is it?
Just really? Looking outside, looking at the dark gray skies. Looks like a storm's gonna be coming.
Also, the apocalypse is starting now. I can't wait then. So I gotta wait at 2:30. Is that when it kicks in?
2:30 your time, so about 3 hours.
Oh man, see, this is why I love talking to people from different states or whatever, because they can tell me what the future is like.
Wait a second, we're in the same room. What the hell are you talking about?
Right, that's true. Yeah, that's right. I forget. Can't tell people we're in different states or anything. Yeah.
Ruins the effect of the show.
Yeah, we're here at lovely Movie Spoiler Studio. You know what'd be cool? As if they invented something where we could record a show and talk to each other, like, over online, you know? Wouldn't that be cool?
I know. Well, it'll happen here first before it hit you.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know why nobody's ever thought of inventing something like that, but you know.
I don't know. I mean, did you even know that there's a new royal baby? Since you're
no,
so far...
I didn't know that. So yeah. Far apart from them. They're like a day ahead of us, so I didn't know that.
Yeah.
The future!
Now, I don't care what anyone says, that's the greatest freaking line I've ever heard in my life.
Hey, you gotta admit, I've been drinking this morning.
It's alright.
So as soon as you tell me something like, wow, you're doing that, or I'm like, well, you are in the future for me, you know. So hey, you got your little time machine going on there or whatever. If you want to go forward, fast forward time, man, you just... fly over to the East Coast, or, you know, South, or whatever. Bam.
It works.
And if you really want to go ahead of time, just fly over to the overseas. Mm-hmm. Get ahead of everyone.
Yeah, I mean, just fly to China, mm-hmm. And you can already predict when the world's going to end.
Or you can just dig a hole in the ground. I hear that works, too. You find your way to China.
We should try that.
Yeah, you know, I think I will. Yeah, I'll probably get some time tomorrow. I'll probably go get the shovel. And
you know what? You'll be the tallest person in that country, probably.
Probably will, whatever. I mean, I'm going to go to my neighbor's yard, don't dig a hole, because my yard looks nice, so I don't want to fuck
up. But it'll be hard for you to be the tallest one in the room.
I don't think the Chinese people would like me, because they'd be like, oh, El Negro.
Like how Chris Rock was in Rush Hour 2.
Yeah, why are they Mexicans? I don't know why I just said El Negro. Oh, hey, that's Mexican.
If you can speak Chinese, hey man, more power to you. I never heard of a black... Well, I can't say I never heard of a black man speaking Chinese before, but...
I was going to say, I thought you were going to say, you never heard of a black man before, you know, where you live, you know.
I have my black card.
Oh, yeah, that's right, I forgot. You watch Friday, you got your black card or whatever. Yeah, you'd probably be flashing around everybody out there because you know nobody else is black out there. You'd be like, hey, what's up?
I live in a pretty prominent black neighborhood.
Fucking Z shows that shit at the grocery store or whatever. They'd be like, Devin or Curtin, he just pulls out his black card and be like, and they look at him and go, oh my god.
No, they'd be like, we don't accept food stamps here.
No. I tell you, we don't accept EBT cards anymore. So let's take your black shit out of here. If you want to rent a center, it's down the street, sir.
And we hit racism today.
Yeah, well, you know, I knew there wasn't no racism in the movie, so I didn't realize we had to do that today. But, hey, we're doing Scream here. Out of eight, I forgot how many votes it was. 80-something votes.
No. Unless you took it down. Did you take it down?
Yeah, I took it down at 12.
It was over 100.
Oh, well, no, it closed yesterday. That 100 went over today.
So oh, okay.
I forgot to end it when I fucking hit 12 yesterday, but I took it down today or whatever. So, over 92 votes, 46... My math might be off, so don't do add it up, see? Don't add it up next
time. I'm not.
I'm just taking a guess what I remember or whatever. 46 was for Scream, 45 Halloween 2. Scream beat it, defeated it, knocked it out of the park. The future.
By one vote. I can't believe it.
Well, I'm glad it did end with that one vote, because if that shit would have came to a tie, I'd have been like, I don't know.
Yeah, we haven't had a tie yet, thank God.
Hey, we would have. We'd just been like, okay, 30 minutes on one movie and 30 on the other.
We could. That's why I asked you last night. I'm like, who won?
I think I was just looking at it, too, when you had asked me if I...
Because I'm like, oh, shit. Because when I looked at it, Halloween was winning. But it was after your deadline. But I'm like, oh, shit, is the deadline still on?
Was that last night you asked me? I thought it was, like, in the morning.
No, it was last night. Because I'm like, because if Halloween won, I'm going to have to, like, try to find it.
I'm glad Scream won too, because I don't know where to find that motherfucker at either.
And you don't like streaming movies, so...
Yeah, Scream's already on Netflix or whatever. Plus, I already own the damn movie.
So yeah, me know. Too.
Yeah, so, but Halloween 2, I know I have it, but I just don't... I only have that shit on DVD somewhere. I don't know where it is, though, so...
But I am thankful I finally beat TPO.
What'd you beat me in? Oh, yeah, I'm right.
After, like, 5 weeks, I finally beat you. I did a little parade for myself. I put a little sign on my truck, but just going on the road 10 miles per hour.
And everybody down here was still like, he's celebrating because he already knows who won because he lives in the future. You knew ahead before everybody else knew.
Wait a second, that's why I made the opening already.
Yeah, exactly.
That's, well, Scream was winning by like 15 votes, so I'm like, that's going to win.
Yeah, and then, like you said, Halloween just caught up out of nowhere. People are getting crazy with these votes, I don't know why.
Hey, it's the site. I mean, my site fucking went off. The fancritic.com went off the other day. I'm over 1,700 hits so far.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and from what I've been looking at, Throwback Tuesday is one of my top hits.
Of course, Throwback Tuesday is one of the most phenomenal podcasts ever to hit the goddamn planet. It's the future, man. Come on.
It's the future. You said it yourself that it's one of your hits on your site, too.
Yeah, I did say that, whatever. Hey, you shut the fuck up. I didn't say that out loud. Not the fuck. Anything I'm on is a hit.
That's I agree with that previous statement.
I'm on one. I bring the hits.
That's your motto.
I haven't said that in a while, but...
that is your motto. You bring the hits.
I bring the hits. I haven't said that in a while. Man, I haven't said that since the... first episode of Movie Sports. Jesus Christ. I've been having a lot of throwbacks. Speaking of throwbacks, too, I've been having a lot of throwbacks. Like the last episode I posted, I put action packed. I was like, I haven't said that in so long. I was like, I'm feeling old school up in here, you know?
Well, Scream's not action packed, but it is one of my all time favorite movies.
You know, I related to this movie a lot when I rewatched it. I haven't seen this movie in a while. I saw it about a number of two times.
When it came out?
For total. Of course, I saw it when it first came out.
Okay.
I was a dumb little 8-year-old. I didn't know anything. And I think I recently saw it maybe about 2 years ago, maybe.
Okay. I'm not going to lie. This came out in 96, so I was 14. I shit you not. My parents had to watch this movie because that's when all the copycats were happening.
Yeah.
And they wanted to watch the movie to do the parental... advisement. So before I watched it, I fell in love with it.
Wasn't good enough back then as well.
Right.
Well, okay, because I was figuring, like, you know, the whole PG-13, but I know this is rated R. I was figuring, like, 14 back then. They didn't really care.
Well, that was the whole copycat thing. They thought it would maybe warp me. But I shit you not, I got the VCR. You know what that is, right?
Is that thing with the little spinning, like, kind of like a tape in it?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
I got the tape for Christmas, and I shit you not, I had a, I played it 24/7 on my TV.
Jesus Christ, did you fall asleep on it, or?
Yep, I watched, I did it on purpose. Mm-hmm. So anytime I turned my TV on, the screen was on. Go to school.
Was it because you couldn't watch any other horror movie at the time, and this just came out?
No, I absolutely love this movie. The first time I watched this movie, I shit you not, I went to the computer, and I started typing up a screenplay.
They had computers back then?
Yes.
Jesus Christ, the future!
they had AOL.
AOL?
Oh. American Online.
Oh my God, did they have AIM?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, okay. Wow.
But I should, you know, I like wake up from school, I turn my TV on, watch a scene before I go to school, come home, watch Scream. I swear to God, I probably watched like 100 times.
You was like in 9th grade at the time, I assume?
Yeah,
so you probably was like, yeah, I guess I could see that. High school, freshman, whatever, seeing a radar horror film like this. And not even a horror, suspense, mystery horror film too, as well, like this. Oh, yeah, the kids at your age probably was creaming at the fucking bottom groups.
Well, I did watch Nightmare on Elm Street and Friday the 13th, but I got scared, but...
Yeah, but those are like, you know, like, I think Scream introduced, like, a whole new series of, like, a killer or something like that. Because, like you said, we had Freddy, Jason, Michael, and all them, whatever. Those were, like, 80 classics that were still carrying on. Scream came out, and that was something new for people. You
know, I think it was new... Because the script is so smart, the movie is so smart, it's unbelievable. This movie reinvigorated horror movies.
I would say that too. It was like a new character for your generation.
But I would say it was more popular due to the fact that it's different from like Freddy and Jason, because it was real people.
Yeah.
So
it was new for your generation at the time, and you know you guys probably were getting tired of the, because by that time it was like how many Freddy's and how many Michael Myers and how many Jasons at the time, like 96. I mean, Freddy and all them started back in the early 80s and shit.
Yeah, and Halloween, I don't think H2O didn't come out to 98.
Yeah.
I think the new Freddy came out a couple years before it was New Nightmare, and I think Final Friday came out like I think 93. So there really wasn't much horror. I mean, Silence of the Lambs, but that was...
Yeah, there wasn't no new horror, though. There was like, remakes and sequels and shit like that at the time.
Yeah, but this is original. This, seriously, Wes Craven is my god for this movie.
And he did a nice job by feeding off those horror movies and making fun of them, kind of.
Yeah, and that's why this is one of the top horror movies of all time. It's because it takes a certain... it takes a certain thing from all classic horror movies. Halloween, Friday 13th, Nightmare. I don't think it's not from Nightmare, but...
It does references twice in the movie.
Yeah,
there's the janitor wearing the sweater and shit.
Like, yeah. And
then they do bring up Freddy in the beginning of the movie.
So, yeah, I mean, all the classics, Jamie Lee Curtis's, the Scream Queen, her...
I'm surprised they didn't get sued for this.
Yeah, but, you know, she got mentioned, all her movies, Fog, Terror Train, Prom Night, Hellraiser,
know
Evil Dead.
Was back then, that's probably what it was.
Probably. Well, this was the time of the OJ trial.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, yeah, that's true. You know, like you say, horror film, when I watched it and rewatched it over again, I didn't really see it as much as a horror film. I liked it more as a mystery suspense thriller.
So what do you really classify as horror, then?
I guess something like Jason, because, like, throughout the whole film, it's just, like, mass murders. And this one, there wasn't too much mass murdering in it. So, you know, I kind of didn't look at, like, Ghostface the Killer as, like, going around murdering everybody. So I was more intrigued with the mystery of it.
Okay, I can actually see that as a thriller mystery.
It has, like, a killer in it, something like that, or a slasher. Or something. It is a horror, but it's not like one of those typical horror movies that we see that, you know, oh, this guy, it's kind of, it's more, like you said, it's more smarter than that.
Yeah, the script is so smart. Well, I mean, Kevin Williamson is a genius. And right after this, he did I Know What You Did Last Summer, which was pretty much the same thing as Scream.
Yeah, I was going to say, that was kind of a rip-off of Scream. I didn't know
he
did that.
But... It just didn't have the movie references.
No, it didn't have the movie references. And it had Jennifer Love Hewitt's sexy ass in it, though. So,
and Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Oh, my God.
But if you remember, I don't know if you would or not, but when this came out in 96, it came out early, end of 96, early 97, but it was not a success at the start. Word of mouth got it going, and it was like, I think it debuted like number 3 or 4, It shot up number 1.
So, did it fail in the box office, or did it...
No,
it... Word of mouth come through DVDs, or...
No, it budget was $15 million.
Uh-huh.
And the box office was $173 million.
Is that worldwide or just on America?
I think Wikipedia is worldwide.
Okay.
But it was word of mouth, big time. It only made $6 million in its opening weekend.
I'm shocked that it didn't do well then. What else came out that year?
Well, let me look. I know Titanic. Didn't that come out in 96?
I want to say around maybe 97. It might be the same time, actually, so yeah.
Yeah, I think that came out in November or December.
Oh, didn't Friday come out in 96?
95,
okay.
Summer, Independence Day, Twister, Rock. 96, everyone considers that one to be the top movies years of all time. Twister, Jerry Maguire.
Oh, yeah, people's fucking craving Jerry Maguire.
Yeah, so it did, I mean, it did have some good movies. Ransom, Nutty Professor... So, it did have movies coming out.
That long ago? Jesus.
Yeah, I know.
I was going to say, I'm shocked that, because all those movies you named, none of them are, like, even fit in this genre, nowhere near it. So.
No, I mean, if you just think of all the horror movies from the last, from, like, 90 to 96, there's not a lot that stand out.
Yeah, maybe it's just the release thing or whatever, that why it failed that first week or whatever, but then got better as it went along. Maybe if they would have released it like in October or something like that, it probably would have did gangbusters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sounds like they released it around Oscar timing.
Mm-hmm. But, I mean, Scream was a success. I mean, that's why they spawned 3 sequels, and the fourth one came out in 2011, I want to say.
Yeah, it was 2011.
Which... I think that was Wes Craven had nothing because he wasn't doing crap after that.
I think the third one is the worst one.
I would say the second one.
You don't like the second one? The second one's decent.
I love the Scream series. I love all 4 of them.
Yeah.
But if I had to rank them, it would be Scream 1, Scream 4, Scream 3, Scream 2.
I think Scream 2 is a good sequel to it. I think it's a good sequel as far as like sequels go for in general. Or whatever. I thought the third one was just... I thought the fourth one was better than the third one.
I did, too. I liked the fourth one, and that kind of pissed me off, the ending, because I thought they had the new cast pretty much create a new trilogy.
Yeah.
But they didn't. Mm. I mean, yes, I grew up, you know, with Nev Campbell as Sydney, and
really?
I would...
What with her? Damn, she's fine, man. Tell me she's got that for her.
She was hot, but now she's not so... Age has not done her anything.
She's no Denise Richards, is what you tell me.
Well, Denise Richards probably had a lot of work done.
No, I still fuck her, though.
Yeah.
Work or no work, that chick is fine, Sid.
But, yeah, I mean, I would be upset if Sydney got killed, but I would understand if they want to go a different route with the series.
Would you want a different actress, seeing how what they do with these horror movies these days, whatever, as far as, like, they just put any unknown actor or actress in there, and then they're just shitty as fuck, and that's why you can never relate to any of these characters.
I don't know if Wes Craven would do that with this series. I mean, Nightmare is different because Freddy was a star. You could throw in anyone in that time in that movies, and it's just as long as Freddy was there. But Sydney and Dewey and Gale are pretty much iconic characters in the franchise.
Yeah,
that's like.
They're like Jamie Lee Curtis, almost.
Yeah, that's kind of like let's do Star Wars and say Harrison Ford was in the first one, and they replace it with someone else in the second one.
Yeah, it's like a Sigourney Weaver or a Jamie Lee Curtis or anything like
yes,
that.
Yes, they are. They are the
these movies. You have to have a nod to them.
They are the face of the franchise.
Yeah,
kind of like Robert Downey Jr. and Iron Man.
Goddamn right.
It's not. It's not Iron Man if it's not him.
It's like it can't be a Batman without Kristen Bittman.
Well, depends on who Batman is.
It could be me.
It could be Val Kilmer. It could be Val Kilmer again.
Okay,
he can't fit in the Batsuit.
Yeah, I don't think he can fit in the Batsuit. I think he can fit in that, he definitely can fit in the Batmobile, though, now. That tumbler is perfect for him.
If no one gets it, he's fat.
Give George Clooney another try. Let's see how that works out.
With nipples.
Yeah, exactly. With the whole head shaking thing and everything.
Here
comes that back.
Yeah. But
so how about the plot synopsis of Scream, then?
Well, Scream is about Sydney Prescott, and a year after her mom's death, that a killer go around in a ghost face costume.
That subplot a lot, too, by the way.
Oh, they're about her mom?
Yeah, about her mom's death.
Yeah, and first three, they kind of tell about it, which is great that they kept that story alive for all three of them.
It's a great subplot, remember. When I saw it recently, because I completely forgot the movie last time I saw it, but when I saw it again recently, I was like, wow, I've seen so many bad movies this year with subplots that don't go nowhere or whatever. When I saw that subplot, I was like, this is an intriguing subplot. That's why I was telling you I was more intrigued with the mystery of everything that was circling around, because it adds to the mystery of who Ghostface is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's the beauty part. That's why this script is so smart. You got would you really say it's a subplot and not one of the main plots?
I think the later the series goes on, it becomes a main plot, but I saw it more as a subplot.
It's really the main plot of Scream 3.
Yeah, it really turns into the main plot, which adds more, because they don't really dive into it, like, in the beginning of it. Like, they throw nods and hints, and then halfway through the film, you pretty much find out about the whole mother incident thing.
Yeah, and, yeah, you find out the true story about it.
Mm-hmm.
2, I don't think they talk about it much in 2. It's really more about Billy's mom. But it's towards the end, so it's not main referenced. Maybe that's why I'm not a big fan of 2, because there's not really much of a plot for it. But, you know, Sydney's, her mom got killed, and it's almost the year to the date of her anniversary. And kids are getting killed by a ghost face, and nobody knows who the killer is.
That costume became iconic.
It did, and they changed it. Scary Movie, did a Scary Movie do this? Didn't they?
Yeah.
Or they changed it a little bit?
Scary Movie was the one.
They changed it, we got kind of like a face a little bit.
I was actually this for a Halloween one time, I remember.
I was too, but I had the bloody mask though.
Oh, did you? I had the whole get up from this one, whatever, with the knife and everything.
Yeah, the bloody mask leaks.
I tried to bring a real knife with me one time, I remember that.
a black man with a knife?
Yeah, I tried to bring a real one with me or whatever, hide them and everything.
You'd be like, give me your fucking candy, bitch.
Yeah, exactly, give me your fucking candy or I'll take your shit with it. No, actually, it's me, come on now. Hey, girl, better give me that ass.
But I guarantee you, because the voice is a guy, normal guy's voice, which is cool. It's by Roger Jackson. I bet you, and they sold those things, too. They sold the voice things, and now you get them apps on phones.
Yeah.
So that, you know, that's just prank call right there. Because they didn't have caller ID back in 96.
Yeah, I was about to say, who the fuck does prank calls anymore? Come on now.
Because you can't.
Exactly. You get cussed out nowadays. Like, look, motherfucker, you call me one more goddamn time, I'll beat your fucking ass, alright?
Yeah, and cell phones weren't...
I'm single space call a black person. What's your favorite scary movie, P1? Hey, go fuck yourself. How about that?
Cell phones weren't a big thing back in 96.
I love when her boyfriend comes to the window and his phone drops. I was like, what the hell is that device right there?
Well, at least it wasn't like the 1980s car phone, which was like the size of my arm.
Which they do use in towards the end of the movie when Gail gets in the truck and she tries to call the phone or it's
yeah.
Big ass thing. I was like, God damn, what is that? I was like, you guys had cell phones back then? Wow.
That's why I kind of like Scream 4 more, because they added social media to it as well.
Yeah.
That's why kind of why I like it. They kept it modernized.
Yeah, makes it more threatening.
Mm-hmm. Which, you know, that's why I love the series.
That's a team plot.
That was the plot. I told the plot.
Oh, that's it? Oh, okay.
There's not really much of a plot. It's just about her mom and that the kids are getting killed, and it's pretty much a mystery throughout the thing, and that's what makes it great, because you kind
of... kids don't really get killed in the movie until towards the end, really. I mean, two of them die at the beginning, but then after that, there's not really too many deaths at that. It's just more of a Cindy... dealing with the whole mystery of finding out about her, well, not even finding out about her, just hearing more rumors and stories about her fucking mom being a whore, and I wish I was there in this time, because I would have loved to pass up on her mom as well, because I looked at that photo and said, damn, you know, hey, if I can't get Cindy, might as well get the mother.
Yeah, but Scream was directed by Wes Craven, written by Kevin Williamson, starring David Arquette, Nev Campbell, Courtney Cox, Matthew Lillard, Rose McGowan.
She puts the Cox in Cox.
She puts the cocks in cocks.
Yeah, that's where it's Gale Weathers, yeah.
Skeet Ulrich and Drew Barrymore.
Yeah, Drew Barrymore, the beginning of it. When I first saw it, I was like, damn, Drew Barrymore, what happened to you?
Well, this was when her comeback, remember, she went kind of crazy in the early 90s.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, I remember she went crazy.
This was her comeback. And
movie it was, her last movie that it was before she went crazy.
Was it with like Chris O'Donnell or something?
Oh, I can understand that. Oh, Batman Forever?
Maybe.
She was in, I forgot she was in Batman Forever, wasn't she?
Yeah, she was Sugar.
Yeah, she was the white one. The one with the white outfit.
There you go, just say white one.
Yeah, the white one. She was the white one, because there was a nigger one, too. I mean, a black one, too. I mean.
People don't know she was even in that. I don't think she wants to know.
You know what happens to people's career after the Joel Schumacher Batman? They pretty much vanish.
No, the movie I was thinking of was Mad Love.
Mad Love, yeah, okay, yeah. Man, Drew Barrymore had a lot of fucking movies. When I was looking up her IMDb, I was like, wow, she did a lot of shit.
Yeah, I mean, I think she produces and stuff and directs now.
Yeah, she does, good for her too, whatever. I don't think she's a bad actress. I actually like her sometimes. And actually... I found her to be a bitch in this movie. I didn't like her in this movie, though.
Well, I think the thing that Wes Craven did, he did something that is risky with Drew Barrymore. She's actually, if you look at the poster,
yeah,
she's the main, she's right up front compared to everyone. And he killed off the biggest star of the movie 10 minutes in.
Let me tell you why I don't like her in the movie, though. It's because Ghostface calls her, he's talking to her, he's like, hey, babe, what's going on? He's talking to her, he just want to talk, that's all, and she's treating him like shit, man. That's fucked up, okay? I felt sorry for Ghostface, honestly. I was like, I hope he kills this bitch, honestly. He's just chatting her up. He's like, hey, baby, I just want to talk to you real quick. She's like, I'm hanging up the phone. I was like, oh, what a bitch, dude.
And then she goes, do you have a boyfriend? No.
No. Yeah, she's flirting with him, see? she's flirting with him and shit. I'm like...
And who the fuck makes Jiffy Pop popcorn anymore?
No, but I gotta say, honestly, this is probably the best horror opening I've ever seen, though.
It is, because I...
It opens up with some pedophile shit, honestly. This dude literally calls and is just like, your favorite scary movie? I just want to talk to you real quick. Don't hang up the fucking phone, bitch! I was like, oh my god, that's me.
That's you?
Yeah, that's me.
Oh. Yeah, he just wanted to know what her favorite movie was and talk movies.
Did he not call her like a gentleman, though?
Yeah, he goes, I'm sorry, I dialed the wrong number. It happens. Bye. Hang
and
up.
And she shut up on him, yeah, right? And so he's like, I know this bitch just didn't hang up on me like that. Right? So let me call her back, whatever. He's like, hey, I'm not this dude. I was like, why would you hang up on me? I'm just trying to talk to you. And she's like, stop playing games, whatever, bye. He's been telling you, if you hang up the fucking phone on me again, bitch, I'll cut your goddamn throat. See, she aggravated him. He was pissed.
Listen, asshole!
No, you listen, you little bitch. You hang up on me again, I'll cut you like a fish, understand?
Yeah, I mean... Because he kind of let it slip, like, I want to know what's your name? I want to know who I'm looking at. And kind of lets it slip. I don't know if he did it on purpose or let it slip, but...
You never told me your name.
Why do you want to know my name?
I want to know who I'm looking at.
What did you say?
I want to know who I'm talking to.
That's not what you said.
What do you think I said?
Jerking off in the bushes.
He was.
Yeah, I saw him.
And, that was...
I was helping him out.
Were you Dutch ruddering him?
Well, I had to hold his knife for him, you know?
Was it a Dutch rudder where you hold his arm and he jacks it off?
Of course, whatever. We gave him a Cincinnati steamroller.
Is that what it's called?
No, that's just what we did, you know?
Oh, okay.
That's not that bad, though, dude. Come on now, don't judge me.
I don't want to.
I like the tone of your voice, like, alrighty then.
But then we see her boyfriend tied up, beating the shit.
Good.
And she lied. He goes, he's big and he plays football. That guy didn't look fucking big.
That guy looked smaller than you.
He did. He looked like he was like the water boy in the football
team. Yeah. Because the way he was sitting down, he didn't look no taller than me, though.
No, he didn't. Well, it looked like
she said he was big, but like his clothes was all baggy on him and shit. I was like, are you sure about that?
And then he gets gutted because she can't answer a question because she doesn't know who the killer in the Friday 13th is.
Name the killer in Friday the 13th.
Jason! Jason! Jason!
I'm sorry. That's the wrong answer.
No, it's not! No, it's not! It was Jason!
Afraid not? No way.
Listen, it was Jason. I saw that movie 20 goddamn times!
Then you should know Jason's mother, Mrs. Voorhees, was the original killer. Jason didn't show up until the sequel. I'm afraid that was a wrong answer.
Dumb bitch.
Which I guarantee you, if you still ask people that, they'll say the same exact thing.
Yeah, because, you know, she did say, like, you tricked me or whatever. Because, I think by now people would be like, fucking Jason, of course, whatever. Because, you know, he never said the original. But, you know, at this time, though, that was the Friday the 13th that he was speaking of. That was the only one at the time.
What?
There was no remix of
the title. So if you say Friday 13th, we'd be like, well, if you want to be technical, Jason was in the remake, but his mom was in the original.
Yeah, exactly. Honestly, I'd have been a smartass. This dude would have hung up the fucking phone and just been like, you know what, you just fucking did, alright? Because I'd have been like, well, technically, man, there's like 12 Friday the 13th. You gotta be more specific about this. So, I mean, do you want the two remakes that were made, or do you want that one that just had the same title? Or do you want the original one? Because, you know, there could be, he'd be like, oh, shut up, fucking, you know what?
It's kind of like in Hayden Panettiere's Scream 4 when he goes name the remake that, you know, where she lists every horror remake movie,
yeah.
Which was awesome. But
dude,
he gets
came out the closet and been like, you know what? I get the fuck up out of here.
Because you're too smart for me. But yeah, her boyfriend gets
hey, best day. I have a beer with me. You know?
Yeah, her boyfriend gets gutted. And it's funny that it's only in the DVD. It wasn't in the theater release that they show how much he gets gutted.
It's funny because he gutted him so quickly. All you hear in the background.
Then she turns the light on because she wants to watch. You know what the fuck's that?
She was getting turned on by that. I'm telling you, dude. She wanted the ghost face, dude. She heard that sexy voice in that phone. She was like, hey, baby.
But you know what?
She thought it was a black man.
But you know what's funny though? This is the 90s where we're all politically correct, right? That how gory that was with the intestines coming out and everything. Friday and Nightmare never did anything like that. They never got that gory, ever.
Yeah, that's right. Because back then, I want to say, like, at least with those type of killers, it wasn't about the gore, to be honest. I think that's one of the problems with the remakes of these movies today, whatever, is they focus too much on gore, and those movies never were about gore.
Yeah, that's true. They're more about scares.
I don't think Jason, yeah, exactly, they were more like creepy elements and stuff like that that sit in your mind now. Nowadays, with these remakes, whatever, even with the Evil Dead and all, they focus more on gore and everything, and honestly, at my age, I don't give a fuck about gore. I didn't see that before. I mean, that's a shock treatment value to you.
Mm-hmm. I think that's why Paranormal Activity is such a success.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, and that's why it's steadily declining, too, because now people are just realizing that's bullshit now.
Yeah, but I'm not really into gore. I mean, I did love the remake of Evil Dead. But it's like
get you excited in that, though?
What?
Did the gore get you excited in that, though?
No, I just want to know how the fuck they did it, because it wasn't CG.
A lot of people kept talking about, oh, the gore is what made that movie. I was like, oh, see, that
that's already an insult now.
But what Scream didn't go too gory. It did hype up. I wouldn't really say it was scary either. But you're right that we've seen everything before.
Yeah.
That it's going to take a lot to show us something new. Mm-hmm. So I'm totally with you on that.
Yeah, and I think Scream's not... What adds scare to these movies, for like Jason, Freddy, Scream, or anything like that, is what can they do besides killing people? Like you got with Michael Myers or Jason, these motherfuckers show up wherever you're at. I don't give a damn how fast you run, they're just there. Whatever. That's creepy as fuck, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
With Freddy, no matter where you can go, he's always there. If you go to sleep, you're fucked. I mean, that's a creepy element. I mean, just knowing that you have to go to sleep, you'll be fucked or whatever. Or with Scream, I think it shows it in the opening right there. Is he's calling your goddamn house talking about, hey, I just want to talk to you real quick. I mean, that's...
Well, if you think about it, Scream was the first... I'm trying to think. He's the only one that actually toyed with his victims. Like, well, did he really toy with them?
Yeah, he started getting the toy with them more. That's why I started finding him comedic.
Okay, because I was going to say Scream kind of did that with the phone calls. Because Jason would just freaking kill somebody.
Jason didn't have time to talk to them.
Yeah.
Man, look at Dream Warriors. I mean, Freddy was toying. I mean, look, he had that kid, that fucking new kid or whatever. He toyed with people. I mean,
Freddy.
I think with Freddy was more did it face-to-face. With Ghostface, kind of just like, let me fuck with you at first, and then before I reveal myself, because that adds the horror elements to it.
Yeah. So I kind of see where you don't classify this really much as a horror, but I think the killing they have to classify as a horror movie.
Yeah, and once again, like they really don't start getting into the killing towards the end of the film. To be honest, I mean, you see the obviously the dude gets gutted, but you don't see that. You just see him gutted sitting in the chair.
You see the after effects of it, which is it's really cool if you watch the unrated version.
It is cool. And then you got her death, which you never see the stabs of Drew Barrymore, but you see the after effects once again of her being hanged and shit. Which I got, I ain't gonna lie, I was laughing. I was like, white people getting hanged now.
I was like, when I watched all that, I'm like, I wonder if he's gonna mention that about the white person being hanged. But
I was laughing hard. I was like, yeah. And then I look in the background, I saw some nooses hanging. I was like, oh, shit.
But I think you do see her get stabbed, like a very slow motion stab when she's running. Then she gets stabbed in the throat.
He stabs her in the breast.
Yeah. cool. And she's being hung. I guess she got gutted as well. But it was never shown, just said.
Hear all that.
What's that?
How the fuck are her parents not hear all this shit?
That's what... And they didn't when her dad went to the living room, he didn't look out there, oh, the boyfriend's dead, you know?
Yeah, well, it was funny because they can hear, like, they pick up the phone, they hear her voice or whatever, but I was like, y'all don't hear this motherfucker dragging her, though? I mean, that's got to be louder than her voice.
Yeah, and then she just goes outside, and she's hanging, and the dad runs.
I think that body's still fresh for another 40 minutes, right?
It's gutted. I don't think so.
Oh, okay. That's right. Well, that's good. Okay, never mind then. Well, you know what? Hey, the insides are still warm, you know?
Oh, God. We're not going back to this again.
Future.
But I think that was a very strong opening scene, too.
That's one of the best horror openings ever, I gotta say.
I don't think anything can... I swear to God, if they ever remake Scream, I'll be fucking pissed. But...
They never, once this opening passes, it takes a good while before you hear Ghostface again.
You do get some attacks, but you don't get kills. You get the principal death of Henry Winkler.
And that's not until, like, towards the end of the movie. After that first opening, you get probably, like, 30 minutes before you see or hear Ghostface on the phone again or something like that.
Yeah, because that was when Sydney is... home before Tatum comes pick her up.
Yeah,
who names
exactly.
her kid Tatum?
What?
Who names her kid Tatum?
Channing Tatum.
First name.
Tatum Channing.
I want a Channing on your Tatum.
That was Channing Tatum's daughter in the movie.
Oh, okay, but
future.
Yeah, but I mean, this is I think the scene when Sydney was on the phone. That was her strongest scene of the whole movie because. It established her as a very strong character and a heroine, which everyone thought Drew Barrymore was going to be the heroine. But it was a very strong scene when she pretty much always thinks it's Randy on the phone with her. But
he tells her, if you hang up on me, bitch, I'll cut you good. I said, whoa.
I'll kill you just like your mother.
Nice try, Randy. Tell Tatum to hurry up, okay? Bye now.
If you hang up on me, you'll die just like your mother. Do you want to die, Sydney? Your mother sure didn't.
Fuck you, you creep.
I'll cut you, bitch, just like your fucking mother, your whore mother or whatever. And I ain't gonna lie, I got kind of turned on. I was like, oh.
And then she puts up a fight, and then she goes to her bedroom and does 911 on the computer.
They did have computers back then, see? Right?
Yeah. And think, how smart is that, though?
An ergonomic keyboard. I would have picked up that keyboard and started smashing his face in with it, but, you know, it's each his own.
Yeah. And then,
to say, though, fucking Ghostface, I don't think, honestly, why I probably didn't see him as a horror element either, because I found him to be a kind of a joke when he came out in person. I found him more creepier over the phone than I did in person, because when he's in person, he first attacks Cindy. She just barely kicks him. He falls. I mean, he constantly falls in this fucking movie just by, like, the simplest things or whatever.
Which I didn't know this because I researched it after. I thought I knew everything about it, but I thought the actors were really in the Ghostface costume. No, it was a stuntman. But the only one scene that Ski Ulrich was in the Ghostface is when they were at the house with Randy. When he was...
Why did they need a stuntman for this?
I don't know, because... Because if you look at Matthew Lillard's tall.
Yeah.
He's like, and Ski Ulrich's shorter than him.
Yeah.
Because I thought, I'm like, okay, when the principal got killed, it's Ski Ulrich because he looked like he was tall. Mm-hmm. But it was a stuntman the whole time, and Ski Ulrich's only time he's in the costume is when he was going to kill Randy when he was watching Halloween. But then he ran outside to get Sydney.
That's funny that they had a stuntman for. I don't see why they needed a stuntman for this, because it's not like the guy usually. I mean, he runs in like two scenes. That's about the biggest stunt he does is running.
Yeah, and when Tatum dies, she threw beer bottles at him.
Hey, Tatum was badass. She beat that dude in the balls. She threw bottles at him and shit like that. I was like, the only dumb thing she did was trying to escape out through the fucking dog. I'd have been trying to duke a jive his ass with her.
I mean, well, she was like real smart. With him, like, oh, Mr. Ghostface, are we gonna play Psycho Killer now?
What movie is this from? I spit on your garage. Lose the outfit. If Sydney sees it, she'll flip. Oh, you wanna play Psycho Killer? Can I be the helpless victim? Okay, let's see. No, please don't kill me, Mr. Ghostface. I wanna be in the sequel. Cut, Casper. That's rap.
Just nods his head or whatever. I found it funny that she couldn't open the door though, and then he just opened the door right away. So I was like, wow, that was
yeah, that was kind of weird. And then she tries to go through the cat door or the dog door, mm-hmm. and her breast can't fit down. Yeah, it was a very cold right garage
out.
Too.
Her nipples were poking out hard. That motherfucker. I was staring. I was like,
could you imagine if this was 3D?
Oh my! Honestly, I thought when she was in that thing, I thought Ghostface was going to rape her. I ain't going to lie. Or, you know what? He should have handed her a phone and then just called her and been like, so what's your favorite scary movie, baby?
Yeah, because I wish they kind of kept that up. Mm-hmm. The phone calls were, like you said, creepy. Because mm-hmm. it's the voice. Roger Jackson's voice was perfect. But
and plus, it was just like at this time, like they didn't have like... Like caller ID is good. We have it now, or like in stars, or check on people or anything like that. You can't redial people back, whatever. And like you said, like it's set up like that. That one man kill so great or whatever. I think the problem with it when it came is towards the end, because as much as I like the film, I did have some kind of flaws with the end, and mainly it attracts that like they took that creepy horror element out of it just by having him become just a simple killer as we see towards the end of these films,
mm-hmm.
and it took away from what he did with Cindy and with Drew Barrymore character. And that was like some of the creepiest parts in the fucking movie, because you got this calm mannered guy calling you, and then next you know it, the girls are all joking around like, okay, I gotta go, I'm hanging up. And he just turns out of nowhere, look at bitch, if you don't want to play this fucking game, I'll gut your ass. And he's like, whoa.
Yeah, it's like he was bipolar.
Yeah, exactly. He just didn't like being hanged up on, that's all.
Yeah, he just wanted somebody to talk to. He thought he called a 900 number.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. He's kind of like the Joker. He's like, yeah, you want to know how I got these scars? You know? you just want to tell that story, that's all.
Ghostface was, like, I kind of agree with you. The voice was the killer. The costume, it's just, I think it was just there to show someone killing something. You could have put anything on him. Like, you could have done what Halloween did. They got a William Shatner mask. You do that, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought you went, oh, like, you didn't know that.
No, I was taking a sip.
Oh, so they could have put anything on it, but they did make it, the mask, creepy, and they, you know, sold millions of outfits, so they had to do something.
Yeah, exactly. I understand that, too, whatever. But, like, once again, like, it's just, like, that element of setting up who this person was, as far as, I wish they kind of could have kind of kept that up. Kind of like a combination between Saw and how he captures the thing. Like, I wish they would have kept up what they did with Drew Barrymore and her boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Like him playing games with the because that's what puts those fears in the, like, Drew Barrymore and Cindy in the film, whatever it is. The fact that they get this random-ass phone call out of nowhere. They're just home alone, whatever. The next you know it, they're just talking to some random stranger. Then all of a sudden, he just turns batshit crazy and he threatens your life with, like, another person's life.
Mm-hmm. Which,
I wish they would have kept that up.
Besides Casey and Sydney and I think Principal, that's the only times he actually played with someone over the phone. Yeah. Well, he didn't do it with the Principal, but when he kept knocking on the door of the Principal, and then that's where we see Wes Craven in the Freddy outfit, named Fred, as a janitor.
Why did they kill the Principal? That's what I'm curious about.
Why?
Yeah.
You know what? Think about the house. That's how everyone at the party left, to go see this body. That's probably why they did that.
What house? What body?
When they were at Stu's house at the party at the end of the movie. Rainey gets the phone call?
Yeah, that's right.
So that's probably why they did it. You know, they thought about the whole plan. They had to think of a way to get everyone out of the house. It's a smart script. So you have to think of a killer. Are you going to kill 20 kids without anyone knowing?
Yeah.
So, told you, I love this movie. I know this movie.
Yeah, exactly. But I don't like the two killers at the end. I'm sorry. They became kind of cartoonish.
Cartoonish, really?
Yeah. I'm sorry. That one dude, the dumbass boyfriend who was with Tatum, that dude, he got ridiculous at the end.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't mind it too much due to the fact of who would kill Tatum if Stu was at the party.
I thought that whatever they set up as far as being creepy and shit like that with Ghostface, it kind of became a joke towards the end.
Okay, because 3 was the only one that was one killer.
Mm. Well, so it still became kind of a joke. You got this dude, because we find out that, I guess, Ghostface is a mix between Cindy's boyfriend, is it Bobby?
Billy,
Stu. Tatum's boyfriend.
Stu.
Yeah, Stu, and they were both cartoonish. I mean, it became a joke, whatever. This dude's fucking spitting as he talks, he's yelling and shouting and screaming.
I'm gonna rip you up, you bitch! Just like your fucking mother!
You've gotta find me first, you pansy-ass mama's boy!
Fuck! Fucking hit me with the phone, dick! Fucker, where are you? Ah, you fuck!
Call the police.
You make your sorry ass
like my mom and dad are gonna be so mad.
And he's like, he's constantly as they're looking for Cindy. He's like, hey, Cindy, did you really call her? I thought that just it took out whatever creepy elements they had of it.
I think it. Well, if you remember back, like when they're sitting at the fountain after Casey's death, when they're talking about it, that they're kind of treating it as a joke.
They didn't ask me if I liked
them. It's because there's no way a girl could have killed them.
That is so sexist. The killer could easily be female. Basic instinct.
That was an ice pick. Not exactly the same thing. Yeah, Casey and Steve were completely hollowed out. And the fact is, it takes a man to do something like that.
Or a man's mentality.
You know, that they're laughing and having fun, which...
Oh, yeah, like all kids would do, whatever.
I don't think so.
Make up for that ending, though.
I don't think, but you gotta think of his character. That's his character, and after he's revealed, he stays the same character.
Nah, he got 20 times worse. He was 20 times overacting at that time, whatever. He was a joke at the beginning, like, funny or whatever, but then he went really over the top. That doesn't... That,
He went way over the top as far as that.
So, I don't mind it. They had to do stuff because Billy gets arrested. Because, like I said, when Ghostface attacks Sydney in her house, Billy shows up and his phone drops, and of course he gets arrested because he was there.
Why would Sydney freak out by that, first of all?
Why? What?
That just because a phone dropped, whatever, she freaks out. I was like, oh, you're the killer. I was like, ain't that a bitch? So he got a phone, so what? Big fucking deal. Ain't like a knife or anything.
Well, that's actually a good point. Why would she get?
It's like, because when he comes through the window, he drops a phone, and she just goes, and then she runs down the room and tells the cops, like, I think he did it because he did. And then they start checking his phone. I was like, so is he like the only one in town with a cell phone then or something like that? I don't know.
Yeah, and they even say it. He goes, what are you doing? The police chief even asks him, what are you doing with a cellular telephone? Everybody's got them, Sheriff.
Yeah. I was like, what a bitch she is. I was like, oh, I always thought
And the sheriff was like, kind of, when he said that, I was like thinking, do you have to be like an adult to have a cell phone or something in this town or something?
Yeah. It's funny because in Scary Movie, I thought they did that a little better.
Oh, when the knife came out?
The knife and the mask or whatever. So I was like, yeah, that'd make more sense, actually.
Yeah, but I didn't mind it because, let me ask you a question. Watching this movie, did you know, the first time, did you know who the killer was?
The first time I watched it?
Yes.
I don't remember. First time I watched it, I was like, fucking...
Okay, you just watched it recently, so...
Yeah.
And you haven't watched it forever.
I haven't watched it probably about a good 3 years, maybe.
Okay, so, I mean, it does not really say who the killer is. It hints a lot that it's Billy, and that's why I did not like. I kind of wished it kind of had more, because you know when after Sydney and Tatum leave the police station, when she punches Gail and they're at Tatum's house, and then the killer calls, and the mom goes and gets Dewey. Dewey doesn't show up until after the phone's hung up.
Dewey shows up for a fucking while. You would think he really was jacking off in there, or whatever. He comes out, he's like, huh? Hello?
Yeah, it's kind of like, so they kind of hinted that he could have been the killer, because he didn't show up till after the phone call.
I don't think that hinted that he was the killer now.
Well, it kind of played that anybody could be the killer.
Yeah, I don't think that hinted at him, though, just because he came late to answering the phone. I mean,
but it kept you guessing.
Nah, that didn't keep me guessing.
Shut up, man. Shut up. You're ruining my movie.
You're just making up excuses now.
You're ruining my movie.
So he answers the phone late. That hints that he's the killer. Okay, yeah. Hey, you fanboy.
I am a fanboy.
Apparently, whatever. Now you're just making up shit.
But, I think it hit too much of Billy, and when it happens, especially when he gets killed, you kind of think, when he gets killed after he, has sex with Sydney,
yeah.
which was a weird scene.
When he gets killed in general, though, I kind of said, like, well, that's it. It kind of ruins the allure of what Ghostface was for me.
Oh, when he gets killed for real?
Yeah.
Well, when Stu dies, he gets a TV dropped on his head, and that is a TV.
I always had a thing for you, Sid.
In your dreams.
Well, TV nobody sees nowadays, but
you should say it's prime time, bitches.
I guarantee you that's probably why he did that. He did it from that Dream Warriors.
It would have been perfect. Prime time, bitch.
But and he gets shot by Gail, and he gets shot in the head.
Careful. This is the moment when the supposedly dead killer comes back to life for one last scare.
Because he does the one last scare.
That was funny.
How would you expect him to die then?
What do you mean, how do I expect
him to die? You said it hurt the allure. You said
it. What was the allure of Ghostface? Well, because he got these two Jokers or whatever, and he's like, oh, okay, that's it. I mean, that ending is not that great, honestly.
Well, it just shows that anybody could be the killer.
Okay, that's cool, but, you know, it still takes out the creepy elements of it. Don't get fanboy on me, bitch.
I apologize.
Yeah, you better fucking apologize. I end this goddamn show.
But what do you think of
basically that shit got uncreepy once these two get revealed.
You didn't like did you like their motive?
It takes out the horror elements of it. It's nothing creepy about it. It just became a straight generic action, I mean a slasher film right there.
Did you like his motive?
His boyfriend
Billy's, yeah.
Yeah, I wish they would explore that more, to be honest.
Yeah, and it's cool that they tied it in with two. Which, would you buy that? That's why he went killing people, because his mom left when he was 17 or 16 years old? Would that really fuck someone up?
If they would have explored that more, if they would have added, the whole mom incident of, her, what she did, then maybe it's more believable. But since I didn't see it, and I don't know what's true or not, or if these are just rumors or not, it kind of does take a little bit out of it. So, I kind of don't buy it a little bit, but I want to. I wasn't able to see it, but buy it,
Mm-hmm. What'd you think of Courtney Cox?
Jesus Cox. I mean,
what do you think of her role here?
Oh, she's hot.
There was times she looked like Jennifer Aniston.
She looked like a better Jennifer Aniston. Jennifer Aniston looked like she'd been Botox or something.
But she played a bitch, and this is different from what she was on Friends with Monica.
Really? You thought she was a bitch? I thought she was cool. I thought she was badass.
No. Oh, she throughout the whole series, she's looking out for herself.
Oh yeah, she needs to. Don't fuck that. You don't save everybody else. You save somebody, you die. That's how the rules work in horror movies, man. You save somebody else, you die. What do they tell you on planes? Make sure you secure yourself before you secure anybody else. There you go.
Yeah. But.
Those are plane rules, and what are those? Those are safety rules on a plane. So, safety rules on a plane, if it equals death, that means safety rules on a plane must equal safety rules in the walking ground. So,
but she is a television reporter, so yes, I think all television reporters are probably looking out for themselves to make a name for themselves and get that goddamn big story.
Right. Goddamn right. Work out.
That's why with the ending, she's like first-hand experience or first-hand account. Of the grisly murders.
She really adds on to the that subplot about the whole mother thing too. Whatever.
With Con Leary.
Yeah, you kind of thinking the whole time her mother was raped and everything. But then when she introduces the book and shit like that, she's like, "You got an innocent man almost on death row, Brimmer." And I'm like, "See that was more interesting than with the reveal of this whole Ghostface killer thing at the end to me
mm-hmm.
with the whole mother incident." I actually wanted to explore that more in the movie.
Yeah, because we get one shot of Cotton Weary, and that's just him getting loaded into a police car.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I mean it's interesting, and we go to more like in two. There's more Cotton Weary. They kind of more address that situation, so we do get more on that, mm-hmm. like you wanted. But I think it's just been too long a movie. The movie I believe is it's over 2 hours long.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I can easily cut some of that out.
It's almost 2 hours.
Yeah.
That's very long for a slasher movie.
Yeah.
So, I think it would have added on more. It kind of made people bored. That's my opinion.
What, the whole mother thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was actually the best parts of the movie, to be honest. Add more elements to the mystery.
Yeah, and that's why Scream is so awesome, because there's mystery to it. I mean, in all the other horror movies, that's why a lot of these, I know you did Last Summer, Saw, it's like, who's the killer? And that's what Scream started that trend. And, like, Friday and Nightmare, we know who the killers are, because they promote them. They're promoted, they're, like, the franchise. Ghostface is the franchise, but it could be some hillbilly in the fuck off the street is the killer.
It was a hillbilly. It might as well have been hillbilly.
I think Woodsboro's in California, So I don't think there's hillbillies in California.
And Woodsbury on California. What the fuck?
I swear to God, it's Wood. I think it's Woodsbury, California.
That city's been marked off the map now. Woodsboro.
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 But I mean, this. I mean, I just think it's this is like the perfect slasher movie.
This shit's not in California. I looked it up.
Woodsboro's a fictional town. I know that, but I thought it was California.
Woodsboro's in Texas.
That's, oh my God.
You son of a bitch. I'm trying to put that shit on us, whatever, that hick ass town. Come on now. Woodsboro, California. Ain't that a bitch?
Since we didn't talk about it, what do you think of Randy?
Who's Randy again?
Jamie Kennedy, the film geek.
Oh, Randy. Yeah, I like Randy. Randy was cool.
I know. I loved his scene in the video store with Stu and then with Billy. When he freaks out. Yeah. That was good. And did you see when they showed the other people work at the video store, they look at him like, oh God, not again.
No, I looked at the when he was first talking, whatever, there's a woman in a white blouse behind him.
Yes.
I looked at her the whole time. She was just staring at him the whole time. I was wondering if she was gonna say something like, excuse me, manager, this guy's crazy over here, whatever. She has this look in her eye like the whole time, just like, I
want to
fuck him.
I noticed that too. It's like, you don't see, you gotta, it's like probably like multiple times after you've seen it, you'll probably just look that way. Because yeah. She, every time he says something, oh, kill your girlfriend, and she looks up. Or, you know.
It's almost kind of blurry at first, but then they really zoom the camera in to be clear or whatever, and you can see her like just staring straight at him. Like,
yeah.
It's like, I wonder if they told that extra to do that.
Yeah. Well, it was great though.
It was funny.
But the whole town, think about this. The whole town goes on curfew at 9 o'clock. Why would you do it at 9 o'clock?
That's, I know, that's like late, dog.
If you're putting a curfew, do it like at 7. Not at 9. But,
back then was like the latest to be out now. Like in 96, I would assume that's like, that was like pretty goddamn late for teenagers. I mean, because that's when they were going to movies and shit like that. So, I mean, 9 o'clock, I was like, that's really a curfew?
Yeah. But all the town shuts down. But it's funny that when dudes
talk. The town shut down.
What?
Why would the town shut down?
Everybody had to go, everybody had to be at home by 9.
Was it everybody? I thought it was only the kids. Oh, okay.
I thought it was everybody.
Oh, okay, because I thought they only made that announcement at the school and shit.
Well, yeah, I'm not sure. Wade says the principal loves you.
Yeah, so I would assume, like, a town member, like, fuck that, I'm about to make some money, man. They're only killing kids, not adults.
But you see a mom and her son having a picnic, and she's, like, racing. I'm like, who's having a picnic that late in the day?
I would have loved if Goldface would chase their ass.
The little boy was just like, what's going on? Mom's like, we gotta go, there's a killer on the loose.
Gotta get the fuck out of here.
But everything closes, but Tatum and Sydney are shopping in a grocery store that's not closed.
Is that a grocery store? I thought it was a liquor store.
Well, they were buying stuff for the party, and then Sydney gets popsicles. I'm like, what kind of party has popsicles?
She got ice cream and shit.
Is this a kid's birthday party? What are they doing?
And I love it because at the party, you don't see none of this shit. Because they come in with 2 bags, and there's only 2 bags of chips and shit. And then, like, so it's just nothing but beer around. I was like, they didn't even bring any beer.
Yeah. It was the cool. Did you notice that when they were walking, and you see the thing of Ghostface through the mirror, or through the reflection? Yeah. I'd be like, wouldn't someone see that?
People in this town are oblivious to things, honestly. They're just like, whatever. It's like, they treat this like they go to the school, they like after the first death, everybody's like laughing and joking around and shit like that. I was like, man, people are dicks these days, you know?
Yeah. But the return to Randy for a second, I would say that besides the video store, his strongest point was when he goes over the rules.
I want to see Jamie Lee's breast. When do we see Jamie Lee's breast?
Breast? Not until Trading Places in 83. Jamie Lee was always the virgin in horror movies. She never showed her tits till she went legit.
Could afford a decent pair.
What'd you say? That's why she always outsmarted the killer in the big chase scene at the end. Only virgins can do that. Don't you know the rules?
What rules?
You don't... Jesus Christ, you don't know the rules?
Have an aneurysm, why don't you?
There are certain rules that one must abide by in order to successfully survive a horror movie. For instance, number one, you can never have sex. Big no-no! Big no!
The dead man.
Human impossible. Sex equals death, okay? Number two, you can never drink or do drugs. No, the sin factor. It's a sin. It's an extension of number one. And number three, never, ever, ever, under any circumstances, say, I'll be right back. Because you won't be back.
I'm getting another beer. You want one?
Yeah, sure.
I'll be right back.
You see, you push the laws and you end up dead. Okay, I'll see you in the kitchen with a knife.
It was funny because when he's sitting there, he's all drunk and shit or whatever. Which, by the way, doesn't tell you his tolerance level. They had like a fucking couple of beers and they're already drunk and shit like that. I was like, wow, these people are weak. I drink vodka at 11 o'clock in the morning, I'm fine. white people. But he's just sitting there, he's just like, don't go. And I was like, oh my god, this dude. he's just stating out the obvious in these horror movies or that we all have said before.
Yeah, don't have sex, don't drink or drugs. Or I'll be right back. That's not a popular one, but yeah, I was gonna say, you could throw other ones like don't be black.
Yeah, don't be black. Don't be a minority in the film, basically.
Well, you don't see a lot of Mexicans.
Oh, you know, you'd be surprised, Rick. You know,
I haven't seen Rick.
Oh, Rick has a bunch. It's about Mexicans.
Well, I've seen. Yeah, it's a Spanish film, fool.
Yeah, exactly. I assume there's Mexicans in there. There's like some Spaniards in there, whatever shit. They'd be like, oh, I do
it. Holy
shit.
I only seen Quarantine. I never seen Rack.
There was Mexican in there.
There's blacks in there, too.
Yeah, exactly. Whatever. And, you know what you should say is, don't be friends with a minority because they'll leave you if some shit goes on.
Because, wait, leave as in they're dead?
Shit. Have you seen movies nowadays? Black people don't die no more. We leave.
Are you thinking of a scary movie where they got white people in trouble or a white girl died and we're out getting the fuck out of here?
Exactly. That was one dude in trouble, whatever. But in horror films these days, black people don't die no more. We run. We get the fuck up out of these places.
Well, it's kind of, yeah, it's kind of changed. Black people are
people now. We leave. We leave.
Well, if you're a big star, you're not dying.
You guys want to fucking put your Sherlock Holmes hat on and shit. Y'all want to go searching for the shit. Like, what the fuck y'all talking about searching for shit? What the fuck that or whatever? Like, you know, searching? What?
It's, I mean, there's so many rules you can add, like, you know, don't go upstairs or...
Basically, like Cabin in the Woods said, don't go by yourself, okay? Goddamn it. I don't know why people always want to go by themselves. What's wrong with you white people?
Yeah.
You guys are crazy. You really are, right?
Well, in this type of movie, it's you don't trust. You can't trust anyone.
I would rather be with someone that it might be the killer than not be alone or whatever. But then again, I wouldn't be in this situation anyway because I don't want to be partying with a bunch of white people because you guys might stick carrots up each other's ass and shit like that. So, I don't know.
Is that what you think we do?
You guys do weird shit whenever you guys like get drunk and pass. I'd be like, dude, I'm so fucked up, man. Frank fell asleep. Let's put a carrot up his ass real quick. Let's write dick on his face right now. You know, that's what you guys do. You do weird shit like that.
Well,
some shit like that, you get your ass killed.
Well, because Black Market doesn't show up too good on black people.
Exactly. So, why the hell would we want to be... And part of that, and plus, you'll be dead if that happens to one of us. You'll be fucking dead. Everybody in there will be murdered. Like, you ain't gotta wait for the killer to come kill you, because the killer's right here.
Would it be like Scarface? Everyone's dead.
Exactly. Everybody's gonna end up fucking dead in this bitch for writing that shit on my face or whatever.
I want to go to your parties.
Well, parties don't include writing on people's face. It includes leaving them at bus stops, yes. But that's naked in the middle of Vegas, yes. That includes that, yeah. I've done that before, but, you know, hey, he earned it.
Oh, my God. We have two different classes of parties.
Yeah, white people like sticking carrots up people's asses. Black people, we just like getting drunk and tell each other about our problems.
Okay. Which the carrot thing, I've never been that part of that party.
When
but
black people smoke weed, all they do is sit there and go, yeah, you know, I got this problem with my parole officer or something. White people smoke weed, and you hear that, man? The voices in my head, man, they're telling me, kill four more people. Four more people must die.
So, we took an interesting turn.
But exactly. White people are crazy, Shane.
Did you notice when Billy first shows up at the beginning of the movie at Sydney's window that that's exactly how Johnny Depp showed up in Nightmare on Elm Street?
Yeah.
Because that's what I kind of did not like about Billy or Skeet Ulrich. I think he was trying to be too much of Johnny Depp from Nightmare on Elm Street.
He was kind of, mainly the male main characters were. They kind of were not portraying what the women were in the film. Like, the women were taken more seriously, and the men were kind of like cartoonish and jokes or whatever. So he kind of was playing Johnny Depp's role a little bit, which, I don't know, kind of throws the vibe off of the horror elements of what the women are facing, honestly.
Well, how would you classify Billy as cartoonish?
Towards the end.
when he freaks out?
Yeah, when he starts freaking out, whatever. And then he tells that great, what you brought up, that great, his motive or whatever. And I was like, I want to see that now. I kind of, I wish I would have saw that in this movie, honestly, or whatever. It's motivation, whatever. And then I like when Cindy asks, is it stupid? What's his motive? And he's just like, peer pressure, man. I was like, oh my, this dude.
Hello?
Oh, Stu, what's your motive? Billy's got one, the police are on their way, what are you gonna tell them?
Peer pressure.
He's just some hippie, dude. Peer pressure, man.
I do like when Billy throws the phone at him.
Why would you throw the phone at me, dude? I was like, you dick. You didn't find that cartoonish, come on now.
It was just funny, it was the character.
Not supposed to be funny, man.
Well, his character is funny.
That wasn't funny. That was white. That was white. That's what white people do.
Well, in the second one, three black people get killed, so.
Hey. They died an honorable death.
Freaking Omar Epps died trying to freaking.
Be black. That's what.
No, he died because he stuck his head up to a bathroom stall because he heard someone getting punished or whatever.
He thought that they were having sex in that thing. I don't see why he would stick his head in there. He probably thought some freaky shit was going on. I would have stuck my head in there, too. I would have been like, hey, what y'all got going? Oh, shit.
At least it wasn't a glory hole, like in Scary Movie, which is funny.
I'd be like, oh, shit. I would have stuck my head to that, too. I kind of like
it. But, I was kind of...
What would you give it? It's all too long here now.
What would I give it? A bucket.
A what?
A bucket, because I absolutely love this movie. I could watch it, seriously, to this day, 20 times a day. The script is so smart. How Wes Craven directed it, smart. All the characters are amazing.
It's a shame Wes Craven ain't shit nowadays.
No, he's not. And that you're right. It's a total shame. He's one of the iconic horror directors, kind of like George Romero.
Yeah, he's done some shit now, so I don't know about that now.
But he's still, I mean, he created two franchises that...
He doesn't have shit on George Romero.
Well, wait a second. I would say he does.
No.
He created Nightmare and Scream.
He also created My Soul to Take, too. So.
And Cursed.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah.
And Kevin Williamson I know he did Last Summer, like I said, and I think he did Dawson's Creek.
The TV show?
Yeah, he did.
Wow. Wow. That's a big career jump for you.
Well, he also did Faculty, producer of Venom, Teaching Mrs. Tingle. He wrote that. Halloween, he was a co-exec.
Good.
H2O Halloween.
Never mind.
So, yeah, Scream was his first writing thing that he did. I know he did Last Summer in Dawson's Creek. So, I mean, the script is smart. Sydney... This is a bunch of no-namers at the time, because Sydney was doing Party of Five. Or Neve Campbell, sorry. And then Drew Barrymore was the only one besides Courtney Cox or the Friends, but... This movie is literally a perfect horror movie, which you cannot say about a lot of horror movies.
There you can, Dream Warriors.
I don't think it's a perfect horror movie.
It is a perfect horror movie. It's better than this.
Oh my god!
Yep. Go ahead and say it. Well, since you're done with your rating, I'll give it a rent it. That ending is horrible. I don't like the ending. It takes away whatever creepy elements were set up at the beginning of the film. They don't play off Ghostface too well towards the end of the film. It's not consistent with what that character is and what it stood for as far as being a
He's just he's more of a symbol than he is of a killer. So if you ever ran it.
How would you, if you wrote this, how would you have done the ending?
How would I have done the ending? I would have played more off of what the whole mother incident, and then towards that, tie that in somewhere to being the killer.
Well, if you think about it.
I don't want to think about it. I'm talking about this movie right now. I don't want to think about it. I gave it a rented.
Okay, I was going to say you get that in Scream 3.
Yeah, that's Scream 3. We're not talking about Scream 3 right now, you fucking fanboy. Shit.
But, so Reddit, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's totally fair.
Yeah, that's fucking fair. Dream Warriors is better. There you go.
That's, hey, you know, that's why we do this show.
And it had better music, too.
Yeah, because the only good song I like was the Whisper to the Scream.
Yeah, they don't have too much music playing in it. They should have kicked that up a notch, and they had perfect timing to put some music up in here on some of those phone calls and everything, too. But
the score was amazing, though.
It was okay.
You didn't like that either?
It was okay. I don't think it was bad, but I don't think it was, like, fucking amazing. You saying that, like, it was, well, it's amazing. It's the great score. No, it wasn't that. It was okay.
Well, it was good for, at the time, compared to what stuff could be now.
I barely noticed it. That's how
paying attention. That's okay. Yeah, it doesn't, it's not stand out. It's not like Inception or nothing, but
It doesn't stand out, and that's why I just say it's okay. It's not bad, but it's not fucking amazing either.
Okay.
They don't use it in right terms with the movie.
They did what?
They don't use it in right terms with the movie.
Oh, okay. It was pretty much more for the chase scenes.
Yeah. They should use it more with the more quiet down scenes, whatever. So
I mean, you're right. They did have great score with the phone. So, but that was,
oh hell yeah, that was fucking perfect. That's a perfect horror element right there, though.
Yeah. But okay, that's why, you know, I'm not disagreeing with you. You know, the ending is not the greatest, but I'm not gonna punish the whole movie because of the ending.
I am.
That's why we do these shows.
Goddamn right. First comment here. I'm tired of talking about this fucking movie, hearing you orgasm over this bullshit, but first comment, the only one I'm going to read here, whatever, is from Mac 2.0, the hybrid, for a Friday review. He says, I gotta say, this is definitely my favorite comedy of all time. You goddamn right, brother. I love watching this even when I was younger. Hell, this made me the Ice Cube fan that I am today, and I'm glad I bought this on Blu-ray 2 to 3 years ago on Christmas. I quote most of the lines there, but worry about my mom whipping my ass if she heard me. But in my opinion, I'm not even sure if there is going to be another Friday movie, but I'm glad this one's still there. How old are you, Mac 2.0?
That's what I was going to say.
Curious now.
Isn't that one of your regulars?
Yeah, it's one of my regulars. Now I'm just curious, how old is he now? Whatever. Cause, you know, because granted, I never cuss in front of my mother, either, unless we're cracking jokes or something like that.
Even to this day?
Yeah. I mean, but unless we're cracking jokes, whatever, like, we're repeating lines from a movie like this, whatever, then I don't have a problem doing that, whatever, we do that all the time. But if I'm just cussing, just for no reason, I wouldn't do that, but.
Okay.
But, yeah, so, man, maybe he's black. Maybe that's a black thing, you know?
But yes, there's gonna be another Friday.
Yeah, I don't know if they said it was supposed to be starting to work on, but I haven't heard anything about it, so I don't know. Maybe Ice Cube's busy, maybe he's doing something else, I don't know. Maybe he's doing those Bud Light Wiser commercials still or whatever.
Oh yeah, I forgot. Or maybe he's doing another Are We There Yet?
Yeah, so I don't know what's going on with that. Maybe he's just taking his time with the script or something, I don't know.
Well, the last thing I heard is that, like you said it last on the last show, that everyone's coming back.
Yeah, supposedly everyone's coming back, and there was like a teaser poster of it, but that was like 2-3 years ago when I first saw that shit, so.
I mean, I don't, you know, so, I mean, I would love to see it, because I still have not seen Friday After Next, mm-hmm. Friday After Next.
Maybe it's just hard to put it together right now, because you got Cat Williams constantly in and out of jail and shit like that.
Was he in the Friday After Next?
Yeah, he was in Friday After Next.
Oh, okay, maybe. Yeah.
So, I don't know, maybe it's just, like, scheduling conflicts with all these goddamn actors and shit like that. But then again, is any of them really doing anything besides Chris Tucker? I mean,
Chris Tucker ain't doing nothing.
Yeah, he's still taking them praises from the Silver Linings Playbook, and he just got done doing the BET Awards.
Hosting?
Yeah, he hosted.
Oh, I don't watch the BET Awards.
I don't watch it either, but Chris Tucker's hosting, I watched it.
Well,
he's the only entertaining thing on that goddamn screen. The rest of those people, I'm like, what the fuck is it?
Well, I don't know what BET shows anymore, so.
You don't know, because you're not black, that's why. Come on now.
Well, it's not, is like VH1 or MTV that show you show music videos?
No, I don't know. I don't watch that shit. I don't like niggas, remember?
Oh, you're white.
I'm a Negro hater, remember? I don't support anything they do because it's coonish.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Just keep sipping your vodka.
Hey, I'm keeping it real.
When keeping it real goes wrong.
Yeah, when keeping it real goes right, you know? This man does not like black people. But then again, he said that to the wrong group of black people. Should he A, say what he feels on his mind, or B, keep his mouth shut and go along with the Negroes? And this is when keeping it real goes wrong. Nah, fuck you, nigga ass, nigga ass motherfuckers. He could have chose B and kept his mouth shut, but instead, he did it the wrong way. When keeping it real goes wrong.
I love those skits.
This has been another episode of Throwback Tuesday. Well, I'm the phenomenal one, MovieSpoilersPodcast.com.
This is the EOPodcast.com and TheFanCritic.com.
And we'll see you bastards later next time.
See you later.
Later.